This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The SpaceX crew with two American astronauts splashed down and two others aboard, one from France and one from Japan, a successful mission. Very exciting to see that. Remember, we used to make a big deal about such things. Now it's a private deal, and Elon Musk is taking the astronauts up, and they're hitching the ride with him. But nonetheless, it's pretty exciting to see the parachute come down and watch the capsule gently hit the atmosphere. I mean, it's amazing the things that they can do. So I thought I would start on a high note before we really dig into what makes us crazy that's happening from coast to coast. The buzz, as I call it, in your backyard and mine. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, you know, we have 47 days until Christmas. How's that shopping going? Interrupted by the supply chain woes? Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And just realize what the holiday is all about. And don't worry about the stuff you're going to get and give people. Everybody understands it's a different world right now. All right, infrastructure. I talked about it so much, I thought I would give you some of the chunky details of what will now happen that's been signed. I mean, that happened late on Friday. I got a text. It was like 11 o'clock central when I got the text about, oh, yes, they finally passed the infrastructure bill. Why? Because they piecemealed it. That's what needed to happen all along. There was no agreements happening. Chunk it down. Get people some jobs. Make it make sense and modernize some of this old nonsense that we have across the nation that is dangerous and needs to be repaired, replaced, or chunked and something else put in its place and put people to work in jobs where they can make some decent money and feel good about what they're doing for their particular area, their community, their suburb, their city, whatever. $1.2 trillion, that was the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed on Friday, and it will probably, I'm pretty sure of this, spur on the biggest expansion in Amtrak's history. It will also repair and replace projects along the rail network. I don't know if you have tracks in your area, but sometimes I jog past the tracks and I look at that, and we have trains that come through, and I grew up near trains, so I love that sound of the in the background. It's like kind of smooth, right? And so there are so many areas that need to be repaired. So many places. But Amtrak is definitely going to get the big boost from all of this. There's no question. That Northeast Corridor, which has bridges and tunnels that are like 100 years old, I would think that those would be part of what this change is about, what part of the layout is. I mean, Amtrak this year put out $75 billion in a plan to bring its trains to 160 new areas, which they think could lure maybe 20 million more passengers or so. So it was contingent on the infrastructure package being passed, and that has been passed, but then it's a question of where all that money is going to be earmarked. So how about that? What's interesting and worth mentioning to you is, because of how we're all interconnected, and I know people are listening to this all over the place, if you look at Las Vegas, you look at Nashville, they're talking about that it would be expanded there. There would be new routes there. Vegas, of course, is a popular place, and so is Nashville. And that would mean new connections, like Phoenix to Tucson. Woohoo! Are you listening, Tucson? We've got a lot of people listening in the great state of Arizona. How sweet would that be? Phoenix, of course, getting to the airport, perhaps, I don't know, or just going back and forth in some way. That would be sweet and easy I mean, I've done it. I've driven it many, many, many times. Jumping on a train could be easy for lots of people. How about Ohio? Connecting the big C's, Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland. Lots of people live there. Lots of people commute all over the place there. And then refurbishing these train interiors, the platforms, the stations, you know, all that kind of stuff, that would be part of it. But especially where it's crumbling, where the choke points are, right? For example, you got a 148-year-old Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel in Maryland. 148 years old. How about new tunnels under the Hudson River? That's more than a century old, right? They see about 200,000 passengers in the New York area. And a lot of places that I've been through that, yeah, you just wonder sometimes how can they keep going along like this? So that part of it is really, really good, and Amtrak is going to benefit, and there's going to be a lot of jobs as a result of that. Then other bridges and other projects. There'll be other big projects that will open up, but looking at the capability of rural areas to get more broadband is a very good thing because of the way we're connected in the world, like it or not, right? It's a good thing. It's a good thing to be able to connect with somebody and not have to think, what do I have to do? I can't get on this Zoom. I can't connect however I need to connect with the internet. Some of those blues will be gone because of what will now be coming to some of the more rural areas. So thumbs up on that. I mean, to me, all the way around, it's a win because it took so bloody long to do. It was so ridiculous that $3.5 trillion was being shoved out there, and no way was that going to go, and not with the special interest that was in it, especially. It had to be piecemealed out. That was the only way to make that happen. And to hear the word bipartisan, cooperation, okay, we agree, yes, get it, employ people, and fix it. Fix it, fix it, fix it. I mean, it's not like we're living in some historic area in Europe where we love the cobblestone streets in the plaza. No, I mean, we're seeing some seriously dangerous situations that need to be addressed when you look at all the bridges. We've done reports on that and how many there are across the U.S., and it's just absolutely ridiculous. All right, people are talking a lot about this in whoever you may work for. And at whatever level you work and whatever it is you do for a living, people feel it. They're feeling this fatigue, right? It almost feels like, some people say it's almost like chronic fatigue that you feel. You get this brain fog. You just feel kind of this drop-dead exhaustion. And this started to pile up with COVID-19. Now, for somebody who has what they call your COVID-19 long hauler, that would be one of the aftermaths, one of the things that happened to you as you're moving along and going through it. But millions of people are suffering that feeling of feeling like they have that exhaustion, that fatigue, all of that. And I think it's because we're fatigued of the situation psychologically that we've been in for more than 18 months. For goodness sake, when we jump into 2022, we're almost at, you know, by the time we get to February, that would be 2 years of going through this. Our reserves are shot, right? I feel like your reserves sometimes are just shot. Hopefully, post-syndrome, it's all starting to come back, and we're not feeling like we cannot take another few steps. I'm taking some steps, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Of Thrones, like I was, there's nothing more thrilling than when I went to Ireland and I got to see some of the places where they actually shot Game of Thrones. You know, that's a whole fantasy thing. Or the Tudors. I can't do the British accent very well, and I know my friends from the UK are listening, so I apologize for that. But there was a show called The Tudors. It was brilliant, and it followed on... You know, it focused or followed the early years of King Henry VIII. Because remember, he had a 40-year reign, some of it reign of terror. But it looked at all kinds of things. His female companions like Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, and others. Because I'm like a history nut, I mean, look, I grew up right where the Declaration of Independence was formed. It's always interesting to me to look at maybe even fantasy melted with reality, etc. But when you go back and you look in history of lord and ladies and titles, there is something that I happen to trip on that's pretty interesting. And this is a real thing. You can actually become an official lord or lady, and you can help protect the Scottish Highlands for less than $50. See, I mean, yeah, and it's for real. So it's not like, you know, oh, I'm not making fun of this because I know the people like the whole star thing, and I do too. But you can, we're naming a star after you, the one of the billions of stars somewhere out there, and you too can pay $200 for that. No, no, no. This is really true because I checked into this. So this is not some kind of weird scammy thing or whatever. They sell it off bit by bit, and then they use the money to plant trees across that entire area. So you'd be a landowner, technically. And what you would own. So they would call you, you could be a lord or a lady. I mean, that's the two names. Because you would actually have a little tiny tract of land. But don't get too excited. I mean, it's not like I'm telling you you're going to be able to get this incredible parcel of land for that amount of money. You would get a single square foot of land. Did you hear it? I said a single square foot of land in Scotland's Glencoe Wood, which also comes with a certificate bearing the name of you with your title, your new title. Or you could shell out a little bit more and you could have two square foot plots located next to each other if you wanted to do, you know, you and your significant other. There are even larger plots where you could buy 10 square feet of Glencoe, and for $225 you could have 100 square feet. You'd get 100 square feet. And you can, and I'm so not kidding on this, you can visit your land whenever you want. You can visit whenever you want. I want to go find my square foot in the forest of Glencoe. Can a guide take me out there somewhere? I think it's cool. It is a mic drop. There you go. I mean, you could really, from afar, you could see your tract. You can see it, too, right? So you can look it up. You can actually see where it is so that they don't give that little tiny piece of land to somebody else, and you would own a piece of it out there in what could be Northern Ireland, you know, because you think of how big that the Scottish Highlands are. So, you know, how cool is that? I don't know. Maybe I'm romanticizing it too much, but I think it's interesting. So Northern Ireland, you know, across Scotland, the Highland titles, that's what they do. Five nature reserves and any of those places. Even in New Zealand, they've got some of that too as well. might be a good Christmas gift. I mean, you know, it's going to arrive on time. So, hey, listen, I got you a little tiny square foot out there in Scotland. And so if you want to call yourself Lord, go for it. It's all you. It's all you. You run it. All right, on to some odds and ends. I thought it was clever. All right, this is interesting to see in the world of, judge and judgment and crime, what's going to happen here. Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial, and he is the teenager who, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, shot and killed two people. And they're hearing testimony in this trial. An armed paramedic who was shot by Kyle Rittenhouse last year testified on Monday that he pulled out his own firearm because he believed Rittenhouse was an active shooter. Gage Gross-Kruitz testified that he unholstered his handgun as he and a crowd followed Rittenhouse, who had just fatally shot another man. Rittenhouse fell to the ground, fired twice at an unknown person, he says, and then fatally shot Anthony Huber. He said he was just feet away, put his hands in the air. He saw Rittenhouse re-rack his weapon, you know, that motion that loads it for gunfire, and he says the gun didn't fire. So by re-racking the weapon, he said he inferred the defendant wasn't accepting the surrender, and he said he wasn't trying to kill the defendant at that moment. He was trying to preserve his own life. But by doing so, while taking the life of another, is not something I'm capable of or comfortable with. This, again, is what he said on the stand. And so they played videos of the movements that night. They looked back at some of the video that was taken, you know, because there were so many people there. Some of the video that was taken that night as well. And Rittenhouse, who's 17, well, was 17 at the time, fatally shot an unarmed man, Joseph Rosenbaum, 36, in a parking lot, then tried to flee. A crowd followed him. And then he shot twice at someone else, fatally shot after Huber, and then shot this guy in the arm who was testifying, Gage Gross-Kruitz, and that's what he said, how he unholstered his handgun. So what ultimately will happen here? I mean, the prosecution called 14 witnesses last week, including police witnesses and armed men out in Kenosha that night. I think there's going to be more testimony, too. I mean, this guy was a trained paramedic, and he helped with the first aid at about 75 demonstrations during that summer's Black Lives Matter demonstrations in Milwaukee, and he was at Kenosha by himself because he felt his medical experience and knowledge would be helpful. So he wore a hat saying paramedic and brought medical supplies and his firearm with him every day. He did admit on the stand he concealed his concealed carry license had expired and he hadn't renewed it. So, on redirect, he talked about what he saw when he was asked about it. You know, did he point his firearm at the defendant? And he said, no, he didn't. And it's been interesting to listen to the prosecution piece it together, where they've talked about the moments of everything that they have of his movements in Kenosha that night. And I think this takes another couple weeks, and then it goes to the jury, and this could be precedent-setting. So we'll see what happens in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse, who now is 18 years old. But this armed paramedic who was shot by him, grazed by him, testified that he thought he was an active shooter. And like I said, this is precedent-setting as to what ultimately happens in this case. So we go from the courtroom to something else, Pfizer and COVID. Pfizer seeks an okay for boosters for all adults. New York City workforce is now 93% vaccinated. How about that? There's been a lot of problems in vaccinating people who are willing to say, I'm going to wait on the job and see what happens, and hopefully get to come back because I'll take the tests instead. All right, stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new poll from USA Today and Suffolk University released on Sunday contains a grim snapshot of public sentiment toward the Biden administration. Joe Biden's approval rating hit yet another new low, this time at 38%, but Kamala Harris has dropped to 28%. Harris is the least liked vice president in history.
The Astroworld concert in Texas, where 8 people died and over 300 other concertgoers were injured during rapper Travis Scott's performance, was like a satanic ritual, attendees of the concert claim.
It just felt like we was like literally like in hell, bro. Like it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't see. Like just imagine all the people they're going to find tonight who was in that crowd.
Scott watched his fans fall to the ground as paramedics tried to resuscitate them, but the show did not stop. This is USA Radio News. As Democrats continue to reel from an unexpected loss in purple Virginia and a near upset in the blue state of New Jersey, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, predicted that these elections are an indication that the 2022 midterms will be very good for Republicans. McConnell told reporters while visiting his home state of Kentucky on Monday, "I think the fall of 22 is likely to be a very good election for Republicans." Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, in an appearance with host Dana Bash on CNN's State of the Union show Sunday morning, worked hard to lay blame for rising prices for crude oil, gasoline, and home heating bills on both OPEC and the U.S. oil and gas industry.
The oil and gas companies are not flipping the switch as quickly as the demand requires. And so that's why the president has been focused on both the immediate term and the long term. Let us get off of the volatility associated with fossil fuels.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Wait to introduce you to Sujata. She has written such a valuable book. You know what? This is that kind of book that you go to look up what you need to know about something maybe you're struggling with in life or how you want to be inspired. It really is. It's like I think she has like a recipe for so much of what so many of us are going through. And her book is called Against All Odds, No Retakes, No Manuals, Real Life Lessons. So we go to Singapore for a conversation with Sujata. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We had a great off-air conversation, and I could have honestly talked to you for hours. I wish we had more than, you know, 10, 11 minutes, but just tell us in an abbreviated way, why did you write this book? Why were you compelled to write this book?
So like I was telling you before, that everything that I do is, I think, written in destiny, or it's written by the higher power. So when I had to write the book, it was perfect timing because lockdown happened, the court case had finished, and I just felt compelled to share my story because I wanted people to know that, you know, I have dedicated this book to the rape victims, to the people whose voices are not heard. And I wanted to tell them that this book should be your inspiration and courage, that if I could do it, so can you. Because when you have nothing to lose and nothing to fall back on, you do have your courage. You do have your choice, which you can make.
Oh, yeah. And the story is, and in the book you talk about it, but, you know, sadly your daughter was raped. But what you did for her, what you did for your family, and what you're doing for everybody else, I think you're an incredibly courageous and wonderful woman for doing that, because we do live in a society where so much of what people think, especially with women, bounces back on them. And you fought against that, and you fought for your daughter, and you fought for other victims. And at the end of the day, after you did this book, did that make you feel good that you know that you can help other people?
Yes, of course, because I've been helping people always through my life and whenever I could. And with this book, I have now, you know, there's a very funny thing. So, you know, people will always put you down. And I'm sad to say, but there are also sometimes women who put you down. And I remember somebody telling me, you know, Sujata, you're all over the place and you've done so many things, but you need to box yourself into just two or three things and not everything. So there were people who would try to tell me that I'm not supposed to say all this, but why will I not say all this? I mean, that you may feel intimidated or you may feel, you know, threatened by what I have to offer, but that's not something. Then, you know, there were people who read the book and then they said, oh, but, you know, the real perpetrator is not the rapist, but you have been very harsh because I'm the real victim is not my daughter, but the perpetrator. And why? Because he must have gone through something in his childhood, so he did this, which was completely, I don't want to use swear words, but it is complete nonsense, because there are a lot of cases where people are perfectly sane and normal and still commit most horrific crimes. So, you know, when you live in a society like that, this book actually gives all my thoughts and processes and tells you that stop, you know, stop listening to what you have been conditioned to listen and stop taking a stand, which you can do. It's very liberating, actually.
Yeah, and again, the name of the book is Against All Odds, No Retakes, No Manuals, Real Life Lessons. You can get it, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And tell us a little bit about, in a couple of minutes, your journey to becoming an entrepreneur, because you really went through a lot to get there.
Yes, so, you know, after 13 years of being a housewife, I first started started my own career, which started with sales and marketing of computer. Then it went into journalism. Then it went to anti-counterfeiting. And these were, mind you, even today you require all kinds of certificates and degrees. They were without it. And some of them, like anti-counterfeiting, is a very dangerous kind of a job where you have to, you know, do investigation and raids. But I was never one to put to say no. And then on top of that, when I, with the court case going on, and I had this spiritual experience in Barcelona, where before I reached there, how can you explain when I meditate and see the wings? Angel wings, when I see the Hillock Mountain and when I see the red booths, and it all comes miraculously true, because when I went, I met the angels, I go to a monastery where I know that the angels are depicted pictorially, I go to the shop and they say that, you know, they've got a pair of red boots, which I was already seeing, and then it just comes out of my mouth and I say I want to open a store. And next thing that you know, that I opened a store in Singapore. And it's not that I had a business background or something, but everybody, you know, we know how people have started their business from a garage and stuff like that, right? There are enough entrepreneurs who have not had a degree and still being owned a lot of multinational companies. But when it comes to a woman trying to do something, she will always face, oh, you can't do it. And that is what now, earlier it used to be frustrating, but now I just smile, because I always thank in mentally that, okay, you saying not doing it, somebody will, you know, the upper powers will see that I can do it. And that's how I could set up my own business in a foreign country, which is also not easy. Of course, it's easy to do it in Singapore because it's a very transparent company for setting up businesses. But still, it's not easy. It's not like, you know, child's play. And I did set it up. So there's nothing which, if you set your mind to do it, you can't do it. The only thing that can stop you is a lack of funds, which I have seen as a challenge. That is there. But otherwise, there's nothing which women can't do.
Oh, so inspiring. And it is amazing, the signs that you saw. And if you read the book, you'll certainly hear more about that. What do you suggest to people take away from reading your book?
Well, the readers have told me is that it looks like as if Sujata is telling her story over a cup of coffee, and with all my quotes and all my wisdoms and all my, you know, why this thing, the message is very clear that I was alone, but you don't need to be alone. And my repeated thing, message is that you must never accept any kind of bullying, any kind of abuse, nothing. You must stand up to it. Because when we give in, that's when we set the trend, right? All these Me Too movements is what? Because for years people have kept silent. But why did we keep silent? We should never be silent of any kind of abuse, even if it's by family members. Or we must protest. Like I always say, if the wife is beaten up or knocked down by her husband every day and she keeps silent, what do you think the children are going to take away? The children will learn, the boy will learn that, okay, it's okay for women to be beaten up. My mother gets knocked up. She doesn't say a word. That means my father must be doing something right. And the girl will think that that is her destiny. So if we women don't make a change and decide to say no or stop, you know, when you go to a court, the first thing that they ask you, did you say no? There are times when you're not in a position to say no, but if you can, you must say no. And it all starts from the house when we, you know, accept things just because we have been conditioned to. So the book is telling you, don't get, you know, into that stereotyped thing. Learn to say no, no matter what it is. And that I'm there, your 2 a.m., 4 a.m. friend, because my number and everything is there. And irrespective of where you are, what situation you are, I'm there to help you. I can help you set up business. I can help you navigate personal relationships. I can help you navigate court systems because I know it all. I'm not a certified lawyer, but I'm a lawyer by experience. So, yes, that's the takeaway, I guess.
Wow. And it's in the title because you talk about this, you know, don't compromise on your principles. And we talk about courage, and we talked about that there. Don't let other people define you, and certainly don't condone wrongdoing, as you just said there, at home, work, or anywhere else. Stand up for, you know, what's right. And it's all in this wonderful book, Against All Odds, no retakes, no manuals, real life lessons. You'll hear those real life lessons, and they're very, very powerful because she has definitely lived it. Sujata, you are, again, an inspiration, and I hope everybody that listens goes out and gets a copy of this book, and you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much.
So, Kate, can I say something?
Yeah.
So, you know, when I say that in line with that, don't say, you know, don't accept things, I always talk about humanity, okay? People ask me, what's your religion? And I always say humanity. And I will just say something which has deeply disturbed me in the last couple of days, and it is something to do with America crime. So, you know, this recently there was this woman who was raped on the train in Pennsylvania. And more than the rape, what is horrific is that there was commuters on the train who filmed the rape, who stood passively and allowed the rape to happen. How do you go home and live? How do you live with yourself? Because at the end of the day, do you not, you just go to sleep, is it? And you don't think about what you did. So my quote is, the bad doesn't happen because of the bad. It happens because of the silence of the good people.
Ah, so well said. Thank you, Sujata. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Mary Martin, that she has written a book called Come Home Alive, The Power of Knowing How to Work Together to Make It Through the Crisis of Cancer. Mary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you as well, Kate. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I appreciated the opportunity to get to know you a little more.
Yeah, that was great. We had a great off-air conversation. So tell the listeners why you wrote this book and tell them about your journey.
The reason why I wrote the book, I will have to first of all say, I do really believe that it was a spirit-led book. I believe that over the last 20 years, the Lord has been leading and guiding me just by infusing scripture and situations and life examples to begin to have just the capacity to deal with a diagnosis like that. When you hear a diagnosis that your husband has received a stage 4 cancer diagnosis, it's crippling. And so I want to just thank the Lord for the infusing of scripture and the power of prayer. I really wrote it because I think caregivers everywhere need support. I think caregivers everywhere are doing the best they possibly can do. And sometimes you don't know what you're doing, and you're just struggling in the dark. So I wrote it for caregivers to commend them and provide appreciation to them and maybe give them some guidance on really dark and dreary nights.
And what was it like? I just meant to jump in here because a stage four diagnosis, and you said it was crippling. I mean, take us to that moment. What is that like?
Well, my husband had gone into the doctor. He had not been feeling well, and he had already begun losing quite a bit of weight. And so he knew pretty much that something was not right. And so he had a first diagnosis of acid reflux, which he kind of thought was a joke. And 4 months later, we got the chance to go see a really powerful doctor who immediately, when Chris walked in his office, knew that it was stage three or beyond. So we originally, once that happened, we kind of were placed in a place where we now are kind of hopeless, and we're looking to all of the medical attention we can get to stop this in its tracks. And so it was very crippling. I just went and vomited. I mean, it was, I'll just tell you, it was, you know, your stomach is gone. And I immediately went to the restroom.
Awful. So tell us more about the book. I mean, we know it's this journey and what happened. And then how do you come out on the other side of this?
Well, I'll jump to the end. The book is called Come Home Alive. That's really what it's about. I wanted people to know at the very outset that through the power of prayer, through the power of believing, through really understanding each other in a crisis, that you can make it through. So many tips and tricks about love and compassion are still one of the most powerful medicines that are out there. And we need to be practicing that with each other every single day, especially our loved ones, especially our spouses, as we go through this.
So he came
home alive, and it was a journey because he was on a feeding tube for 18 months. He went through chemotherapy. He went through radiation. He lost 50 pounds or more in the whole process. He got underneath 120 pounds. So when your husband weighs less than you do,
that's
a wake-up call.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing about your book. Your book is a book of hope, I think, because it is so shocking when that happens to you. Where do you turn? Where did you turn? Who do you call? What do you do? And it's really tough, isn't it?
It is, but we were never alone in the whole walk that we had from 2013, which was the diagnosis, till I would say maybe 2016 was when he really was able to get his full life back again. We were never alone. We have a strong faith community. They were praying for us constantly. I just claimed Exodus 33:14 as our guidepost. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And I will have to say that's really what got us through.
Yeah. Was it cathartic for you to write this book?
It was. I would say, well, my sister is a nurse, and I dedicated the book to her because she said once to me about her husband, I really believe that my sole purpose in life, Mary, is to provide and give care to Edward. And that really resonated with me. And so I wanted to help other people realize that being a caregiver is a tremendous gift to those that you're giving care to. And we can never, ever take it for granted. So I would say that was probably the premise of it, even though the book is it's pretty much of an autobiography of my life focused on his care for 3 or 4 years. I wanted to give caregivers as well as patients hope that you can come home alive. And there are things that you can do and not give up. Because I do believe, I really believe in my heart of hearts that we have conquered some of these diseases. It's just making it through the day-to-day of dealing with the prescription. So, again, for Chris, because of all the radiation in his throat, you know, it really, really killed all those cells. So he couldn't taste, he couldn't swallow, he couldn't anything. And so the prescription in some cases is the killer. And how do you recognize what are the things you're going to need to do to circumvent the killer so that you can come home alive. Because the prescription is what's going to make you better. But if the prescription kills you, then how can it make you better?
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting because you had this life where everything seemed to fall in place, right? For 24 years, you're these certified consultants. You're teaching, you're consulting, you're coaching people about self-awareness and identifying especially their strengths and what they need to do as far as communication. And then you're thrusted into a much different journey.
Yes, but that foundation, I would say, I don't know. I can't give a percentage to it, but it really contributed to the whole ability for us to stay sane and to understand how to navigate.
Yeah.
So he understood what my strengths were. I understood what his strengths were, and especially understanding what a person's needs are in order to thrive. Because getting through this, I believe, is about recognizing every single day you have a purpose. And I still have a purpose, and I still have a purpose. So for patients, I think that's probably the number one thing to focus on. What is my purpose today?
Yeah, yeah. What do you hope people take away from Come Home Alive, The Power of Knowing How to Work Together to Make It Through the Crisis of Cancer, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold?
Thank you. Yes, what I hope, I guess, to walk away with is maybe a formula, maybe a prescription. I don't know. You know, sometimes you're in the dark and you don't know what should I do first. So we kind of had this prescription, which was pray, believe, know the patient, know the caregiver, be grateful and thankful and expect a miracle. And I think at the very, very outset, as we're grateful and thankful for each small day, each small progress moment that we can cherish and remember, that contributes to ultimately the miracle that can happen in healing, because individuals don't heal people. God heals people. And that is, Chris is a miracle.
Oh, such a good miracle. So what's your next book? It is incredible to be alive.
Kate, it's fancy you should ask. I've been thinking a lot about it. And the word real has really been resonating to me, and because we all are dealing in reality, and some of reality today is pretty fake. Some of reality today is very chaotic. There's a lot of cacophony going on in the world. And I thought a lot about it, and I'm thinking about how to focus on She Thinks I'm Real. People today want to be seen, they want to be heard, and they don't want to be invisible. And I think when people are going through this cancer or diagnosis, all of a sudden you're a shell of yourself. And I think people really need to know that they're real and that others believe they're real and that they can contribute.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Mary Martin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope our paths cross again.
I do too. Thanks. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.